Kathy Little and Debbie Walker stand in Walker's front yard, 50 feet away from the ash landfill at the Cane Run plant. They watch as heavy machinery backs up, pushing ash from one pile to another. Both women have lived in the neighborhood for decades. Walker says she used to be able to see Indiana from her window. Now, she just sees the mountains of coal ash.
Deb was here when I first moved here. I wouldn't have moved here, no. There's no way.
And they're angry. Little says she feels abandoned by federal and state regulators.
And I have nothing against coal. Don't get me wrong, I don't. The coal didn't cause this situation. This private company caused the situation, and Kentucky allowed them to do it. That's who I blame.
The women feel like there are no regulations in place, but there are. LG&E had to get permits from the State Department of Waste Management and Division of Water, as well as from the Army Corps of Engineers. Another permit was obtained from Metro Government for air emissions. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency doesn't regulate coal ash. It's weighing two rules. One, supported by environmental groups, would regulate ash as a hazardous material. The other, favored by the coal industry, would designate it a special waste. LG&E's John Voiles says if the EPA characterizes coal ash as a hazardous waste, it will halt the industry centered around recycling ash into materials like cement.
All the beneficial reuse things will disappear because you won't have people wanting to suddenly say, well, I want to put a hazardous product in a gypsum wallboard or in a cement. You know, where does it go? If it's declared hazardous, it's hazardous.
Jeff Stant of the Environmental Integrity Project agrees with the utilities that recycling the ash is essential. But he says some of the so-called beneficial reuses for coal ash, like building roads or filling in wetlands, are even worse for the environment.
It has to be ash that's put in concrete or cement or shingles in a way that it's encapsulated, and the metal's leaching potential is made very low.
But in reality, coal ash recycling is still a small industry. According to the American Coal Ash Association, nationwide about 41% of the coal ash produced in 2009 was recycled in some way. At Cane Run, that figure was much smaller for the same year. Only about 4% of their ash was recycled. The rest goes to the landfill or pond. In her trailer, a block away from the plant, Stephanie Hogan watches her 2-year-old son Cody play. Out of fear that his breathing problems were caused by the coal ash that coats her porch, Hogan won't let him outside. At this point, Hogan wants LG&E to fix the situation, no matter the cost.
They're going to have to upgrade what they have now, and they want to pass it on to us. They want to pass that on to the consumer. So it's like, you're poisoning my child, and you want me to pay for you not to poison him.
But while a lot of the neighborhood's anger is focused at the power company, many are bewildered at why this is allowed to happen. Kathy Little has asked for help from Metro Government and the state, but still hasn't seen results.
We all work very, very hard and pay taxes. We basically pay taxes to these government agencies that are supposed to protect our children. And we are paying a very high price for cheap electricity, for cheap power.
Erica Peterson, WFPL News.